This morning, I would like to make a few comments concerning this issue that has arisen, followed by comments from the Des Moines NAACP President, Mrs. Linda Carter Lewis, followed by the Des Moines Black Ministerial Alliance President, Reverend Irvin Lewis Sr., followed by State Representative Wayne Ford, followed by State Senator Jack Hatch, and then closing with State Representative Akeo Abdul-Samad. On last evening, the state and local offices of the NAACP, along with the Des Moines Black Ministerial Alliance, had a meeting with State Senator Jack Hatch, Representative Akeo Abdul-Samad, and Representative Wayne Ford was also in attendance to discuss and dialogue with State Senator Jack Hatch our concerns about his statement on last Wednesday, which included the use of the N-word. For State Senator Jack Hatch or some lawmakers to suggest that because tensions were high, that it in some way excuses this type of language and dialogue, the NAACP feels is ridiculous and blatantly wrong. For we know that other individuals still use this derogatory word still today, but that doesn't make it right. For there are some blacks who don't get it and still use this word. There are some whites who don't get it and still use this word. But for those of us who do get it, we must continue to stand together and speak against it. For we feel that we had a very productive meeting, and we want to see something positive come out of a statement so negative. For whoever said that sticks and stones can break my bones, but words don't hurt me or offend me, must have been deaf. Because in reality, words can definitely offend, hurt, and be devastating to an individual and to people as a whole. The fact is that much of the greatest damage that we do to each other is through words, whether accidentally or intentionally. For our state of Iowa sent a very positive message to the rest of the world last year during our caucuses and our political process, helping to help erase old stigmas and stereotypes. Let us be mindful and careful how we communicate to one another. For in the NAACP, we still feel that actions speak louder than words. And State Senator Jack Hatch has committed to show in learning actions his deep regret for his comments. We look forward for continued dialogue with him as to what that might be, to see what positives can come out of this negative. Thank you. Linda Carter Lewis, the Des Moines President of NAACP, will now come.
Thank you, Reverend Ratliff, our State Conference President and National Board Member. I totally agree with what Reverend Ratliff has stated here this morning, and on behalf of the Des Moines branch, in our meeting last evening, Senator Jack Hatch owned the responsibility of his comments and readily admitted that he was very wrong. He apologized to each of our groups, understanding that words, once spoken, cannot be retracted or erased. Senator Hatch will suffer the consequences for his actions. While we do not want this press conference and our actions to distract from the very important and serious business that's being conducted here on the Hill, we cannot ignore the fact that this is an issue which must be addressed and used to make our community better. Senator Hatch, along with his apology, has agreed to and is very interested in working with us to personally grow from this and to help others to benefit and grow from this mistake. Senator Hatch and Representative Abdul Samad will be working on legislation with other legislators to deal with improving race relations. The NAACP will organize a series of educational seminars in which the senator and others will participate regarding the language of hate and insensitivity. Other plans are being discussed to further address this situation. We will be in continued dialogue to work toward greater progress in this area. We must not let this set us back or divide us. We must grow and change for the better together. Thank you.
From the meeting conducted last evening, everything was laid out to get a better understanding of exactly what happened. All of the facts were examined and discussed. The article in the Des Moines Register opened the door to many questions that needed to be answered. Regardless, if the comment or statement was made as a slip of the tongue, it is inappropriate, and this is extremely sensitive and offensive. Racially offensive language will not be tolerated. We've come a long ways, but the journey is just beginning. The N-word was buried and does not need to be resurrected. This was the first of many meetings, dialogues, and gatherings to come as we focus on character, attitude, and mindset. Hopefully and prayerfully, this will result in a positive actions and outcome to prevent future reoccurrence of such language.
Representative Wayne Ford, I am the longest serving black legislator in the history of Iowa. I'm going into my 13th year. The day this incident happened, I was not at the state capitol, the People's House. But I have known Senator Hatch for over four decades. I'm glad that he's begun this healing process. Only time will tell if Senator Hatch and I will have the same type of relationship we had before last week's incident. A lot of that would be based on his deeds, his communications, and his commitment. But as I said before, I'm glad the healing process has started. Thank you. Senator Hatch.
I want to thank the NAACP and the Black Ministerial Alliance personally for giving me a call. They initiated the call to me yesterday. And I thought that it was indicative of the aggressive and appropriate response to my comments. I want to personally thank Reverend Ratcliffe, Reverend Lewis, and Mrs. Lewis, Carter Lewis, Linda, for talking with me and bringing me to the King of Kings Church last night and to have the opportunity to talk to Wayne and Akeo. What we've learned from this is that words do have meaning, and words do hurt. And my words the other day penetrated the very soul of the difference between the races and our cultures, and for that I'm sorry, and I hope that that is accepted not only by my colleagues but by the community. Some people would say that what we're doing today is damage control. For a politician, this is very essential. What I like to do is call it continuing education. It's been in front of the public through two front page newspaper articles. Some people say two is too many. I say it's not enough. I went to the NAACP and the Black Ministerial Alliance yesterday with a proposal that we keep this dialogue going, that we keep it on the front pages, we keep it in front of the public, and that we have a series of forums or seminars so we can really get to the meaning of what this means. If we just let this pass by, it will be another politician coming in front of his public, saying he was sorry, and then slipping away. This is way too important for that. This is something that we have to understand as a majority party, as a white person, as minorities, that this is not just something that we can slip under the rug. There was a character deficit in me that came out that moment, a moment that I had to share with my family and with, well, just about everybody. And, you know, I embrace that. I think we have to understand that we have opportunities to make something good out of what we did wrong. And so what I like to do, and we will work with the NAACP, the state chapter, to look at how we can keep this dialogue going, not only in the corporate boardrooms, but in the living rooms and the dining rooms of our families. I've already had, and probably you have also, talked about this more than once. You have opinions. We have opinions. And in every case, I think we have learned from our mistake. Every case, we understand that we're all vulnerable. Those of us that have been working on race relations since I left high school, or even before I went to high school. It's the reason I got into politics. To say we're colored blind is wrong. We have to be colored conscious. We have to know what matters. So with that, I thank my friends up here. I apologize to the community, and that we will work not only on legislation, but in dialogue, not only in trying to find those people that need the most help, but acknowledging that what we have to do to be a better community is be better individuals. So with that, I will continue to work and provide the leadership that I hope that I can provide on getting people to honestly discuss that we cannot be satisfied with just a simple apology. We have to show how we can correct the problem. Thank you.
First and foremost, let me give honor to God, because without God, this meeting or what we do would not be possible. Secondly, let me say that there was a phrase that was coined a long time ago as an African proverb, and we all took it up. It was said that it takes a village to raise a child. And that is so true. But only way that a village can be effective is that it realizes the ills in the village. If it doesn't realize the ills in the village, then any raising that we do is very cosmetic. When we had the first African-American president come and win Iowa, when he took the oath in the White House, a lot of people began to sweep sexism and racism under the table because they said, oh, the village is okay. The village isn't okay. What has happened that we have seen was that, you know, through Senator Jack Hatch, that we do still have some issues. And the key is, once we realize that these issues are still in effect, what do we do? Do we take it and we take our anger and we send it in one direction, or do we take our anger to make it a teaching moment, an educational moment? Because this Senator Jack Hatch started the snowball going down the hill, but this snowball is going to catch a whole lot of people up. Because there's still individuals that use the N-word.
That's right.
There's still individuals that tell the blonde joke. There's still individuals that tell the Jewish joke. There are individuals that were said among their friends and let the N-word be used. Mm. When we look at, and I read the article in the paper this morning, you know, a tear dropped from my face, because I knew that when young people read the article this morning and they saw that Senator Hatch received a standing ovation, that people would misunderstand that. That was not a standing ovation or applauding Senator Hatch for what had taken place. It was a standing ovation, to my understanding, to talk about the next steps that needed to be taken, the healing process that was there. And we cannot confuse that. We must draw a clear line of demarcation mm-hmm. between healing and accepting. Mm-hmm. This is not a point of being tolerant mm-hmm.
of an incident. It's not a point of saying that it's okay to use the N-word. This is the process saying it's not okay.
That's right.
But we must take it to the next step, the next level. We must take this to be able to say this is the teaching moment. And what better to have Senator Jack Hatch and us working together to go out and use this as that teaching moment, to have him sit in front of individuals, to especially his colleagues saying, this is not the right thing to do. I made a mistake. There's no excuse for it. It's not I made a mistake, but I made a mistake and, no, I made a mistake. Now it's time for us to go on, because this has to stop today. Because if our village is going to raise our children, we got to correct the ills and start the healing process within that village. Thank you.
Very good. Any questions anyone may have, we'll be glad to try to entertain any questions at this time.
So how widespread do you think it is that you're starting or continuing an education? I mean, not everyone says N-word, so how widespread do you think it is here?
As far as the percentage, I can't tell you a percentage how widespread I think it is, and anyone else is certainly welcome to answer the same question. But the issue is, as was stated, many individuals felt that because our 44th president happens to be an African American, many individuals felt that everything else in dealing with race is under the rug. But the truth is, the dialogue must continue, that there still are people in the homes, people on their jobs, people on the golf courses, people wherever they may gather together that still use derogatory language against other individuals. And so it is still there. And so people have to accept the fact that it is there, and what are we going to do about it to continue the dialogue? It does not end just because our 44th president happens to be an African American.
How do you feel about music lyrics? Music lyrics?
Anyone who uses the N-word is speaking for myself, state NAACP, and from the national office. Anyone who uses the N-word, it's wrong. It's wrong. And people really sometimes they do understand and sometimes they don't understand how explosive that word is. And I think that's part of the problem in dealing with the education of individuals to understand that is a very explosive word. And so therefore, we must continue to educate individuals in this manner.
Well, Reverend, I want to piggyback off of that. I'm sorry, I'm speaking to you.
I just wanted to address both questions. When you say how widespread it is very widespread, not just the use of the N-word, but it's all of those insensitive comments and that hate language that we hope to address. Yes, this caused it to happen, but we want to address all of those things that are so hurtful. And with regard to the lyrics and songs, there are many things that I hear in some of the contemporary music that I'm appalled at. But we have too many people that today turn a deaf ear, they tolerate it. They don't speak out against it, even though it offends them. And we must make people much more aware of, sensitive to, and willing to speak out when they feel that something is offensive. They need to let someone know, if it's the person speaking it or however they can take action. We've got to have more activists speaking out so that it doesn't continue to deteriorate the things that are so hurtful and the intolerance that we have. We've got to be less tolerant of all these ugly things that are going on in our society, and that's what's going to be so important as we address this.
Let me deal with that. The issue is not about rap music. My son, Ryan Ford, was the executive editor of the number one hip hop magazine in the world. And we had, in my own flesh and son, we had conflict about the not bearing the N-word. Lestone tried, there was no rap music being played upstairs. Let's be clear. This is the people's house. There was no rap music upstairs. The speaker and the protocol would not allow that to happen. If we're going to play any music upstairs, it had to be okay by the Speaker of the House. Let's keep the issue and our eye on the prize. I've had conflict with my own flesh, my own son, who came to me and told me, a baby boomer, who seen the black and white bathrooms, who heard about the hangings in the backyard, and we've had discussions with my own flesh. Let's don't try to tie those two issues together. This is the people's house.
One of the things that we're looking at, you know, is how we improve race relations, you know, not only in state government. We know there's a lawsuit going on. You know, we know there's some difficulties with hiring practices. We also look at to the point that we look at the overrepresentation of African Americans in the penitentiary. We're looking at a high dropout rate within, you know, even the Des Moines district and throughout the state. There's legislation that we need to start addressing. Can we tell you what the legislation is? No, that's not how bills are developed. You know, are we going to work on it? You know, without a doubt. Is it widespread? It is widespread when Iowa per capita is number one, you know, in the country for many of the ills that plague this country when it comes to minorities. It is widespread. You know, this is only a minute part of addressing a large problem and a large issue. You know, it was just this incident that helped us again to bring it to the forefront of what needs to be addressed. Because if this was not brought to the forefront, then most of us today would have been walking around oblivious to the fact that we have some real issues that we need to actually sit down and start dealing with. Not only from the NAACP, the Black Ministerial Alliance, but every organization that is doing everything in their power to change the condition, you know, of America and take it to the level that our president has talked about moving it to. You know, that's what we have to be able to look at. You know, that's what we're doing here today. You know, don't just stay focused on a tunnel vision. We're talking about a problem that started over 400 years ago, that every time in every generation and every decade, something motivates it to be brought to the forefront to say we have to again to address this and correct these ills.
Senator Hatch, how do you balance concerns with free speech with hate speech? Would you compare the use of the N-word to yelling fire in about a year?
Well, there's derogatory language that we just can't accept, and to think that you could equate it to saving people to get out of a building with a derogatory word is not correct. This is a word that is so powerful that it's causing this press conference today. This is not a word that sometimes we can accept in certain situations. This is a word that you cannot accept in any situation. And the power of this word is so extent that nobody's immune to it. I pride myself on what I've done here in the legislature and as an individual. And nobody is immune to making a mistake that causes this kind of reaction. You think about it, you say it, it's got to change. So we're taking this opportunity. I could tell you that if you talk to a political strategist, they say, make your point, walk away, you've done your job. I want to make my point. I want to expand it. I want to keep it in front of everybody. Because if I fall ill to that kind of tendency, I know others do too. And it is absolutely critical that if we are going to understand the election of Barack Obama as president, then this is the time to take advantage and bring it right out, you know, to the main street, to the front street, to every dining room, boardroom. We have got to create an environment that it's okay to talk about it. I'm not up here feeling that that I'm being admonished. That happened. That's already passed. I understand the mistake I made. This press conference is to say, we've got to take this and find an opportunity. And every one of the speakers talked about how we can be a better community because of that. That's the power of this world, of this word.
You've been admonished by the folks up in front of the room. Do you feel that your colleagues in the Senate should admonish you given the power of the word?
Well, my colleagues understand what had happened, and they're not pleased with that. that standing ovation that was in the paper today was a recognition of who I am as an individual, not the word that I said. And it's also acknowledgement that it is a we're going to proceed with the healing process, as Representative Abdul Samad said. Don't misinterpret what my colleagues did. They understand the power of that word and how bad it is.
Go ahead.
I hope it has an effect on my political future. I mean, I don't mind having being challenged. I don't mind being having discussed this. If I have an opponent, that will be good. That will be a positive response to this. There's nothing wrong for a politician to have to get up and defend his record. This won't be the only thing that we will talk about if I have a campaign, but it would be appropriate to talk about it. I kind of embrace the fact that that might happen. It gives me another avenue to talk about it. But will it, you know, am I going to resign? No, none of that. It's just, you know, we understand that we make, you know, something positive out of something like this. We can do that.
I'd like to just make one more comment. Everything that has been made has been addressing the issue that is at hand that came from the article that kicked this whole thing off the other day. The N-word has been buried. There's no need for us to try to resurrect it again. Racially offensive language is inappropriate, and it will not be tolerated. And we still have a lot of work that we need to do to get it correct.
Senator Hatch, can you talk about any other instances where you may have used that word in the past? Is this the first time you've ever used it?
I can't.
Or the last time you've ever used it?
Well, it will be the last time. We've talked about it, and I said this the other day on the floor of the Senate. I told my daughter about this, and she immediately said, "Dad, you never say that word." That's a value that my wife and I have passed on to my daughter. So we're pretty sensitive about this. It's not a heat of the moment. It was. You can't make an excuse for it. I can't remember having said it before. And I don't think, I think what this does is you don't even talk about it in reference about talking about it. I mean, it is an offensive word, and if people like us get up and say to our friends, "You don't say that word," you stop it from the very beginning, and then other people will start understanding that if this affects us like it does, then it's a responsibility we have to tell our community that is just completely unacceptable.
So before Wednesday, did you have any idea of how offensive that word was? Or how
Oh, yes, I did. I knew how offensive it was. No, I mean, it just came out. I mean, and even when it just came out, that's no excuse. I mean, I wasn't making a point to Representative Abdul Samad. It was about the process. And those kinds of things have to be stopped. You got to be better than that. That's why I said that, you know, I think that's a character flaw, that even in the heat of the moment I said it, it's still unacceptable.
All right. Thank you all so much.